Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni ama-ofisa wenhlanganiso ye-SADC wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elamasosha adabuka emazweni alowo mhlubulo.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho, hayi ngamasosha, kodwa ikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka kubuswe ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bahlala kuyiphi indawo.
Sixoxa lasebeluphele amaxhego lezalukazi asebefikise iminyaka edlula ikhulu i-100 abethula izixwayiso ngokuphathelane lempilo.
Abalahlonipho kudala umntwana wayebuya ngejaha laphandle ebona umntu omdala cashi noma efuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani injela kade ayasaza.
Nguhlelo Woza Friday lamhla we-Ezra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lo ndumiso moyo enduna oweqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yi-Zim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo we-disco lisebenza likobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. UMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni ama-ofisa wenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community, i-SADC, njengomgcinisihlalo walimhlubulo. Wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elilamasosha adabuka emazweni e-SADC. Intatheli zindaba e-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube osethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone.
UMongameli Mnangagwa ube ekweleBotswana esikhundleni sakhe njengomgcinisihlalo we-SADC uthi uqakathekile ukuthi amazwe asemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika aqhubeke ebambene. Ekhuluma esamukela isakhiwo se-SADC esisesigodlweni seBotswana eGaborone, uMnangagwa uthe inyathelo leli litshengisa ukubambana kwamazwe angaphansi kwenhlanganiso le.
The SADC House stands as a towering symbol of solidarity, symbol of unity, symbol of freedom, independence, and most importantly,
isakhiwo lesi esesadik sima njengesibonelo sokubambana kwethu kanye lokukhululeka kwethu. Oqakathekileyo ukuthi lesi sakhiwo sisisondeza eduze njengamazwe awe-SADC.
Inkampani eBotswana ibongwe yiyo eyakha ama-ofisi e-SADC ngaphansi kokubambisana lamazwe akumanyano lo kulokusebenzelana phakathi kwabohulumende lamankampani azimele wodwa, i-public-private partnership. UMongameli Bhoko laye uthi uba lesakhiwo ezandleni ze-SADC kutsho okuningi kule nhlanganiso lamazwe angaphansi kwayo.
We are here today to be chief witnesses when
sihlangene lapha ukuthi sibe ngabafakazi bokubambana kanye konke okuhle okutshengiswa isakhiwo sethu sama-ofisi e-SADC.
Besuka ekwamukeleni kwesakhiwo se-SADC, omongi bobabili balubhekise emzini we-Rasisa okugcwadlana nje ledolobho le-Gaborone lapho okuzakhiwa khona isiphala sezikhali i-SADC Standby Force Regional Logistics Depot. UMongameli Bhoko uthi ukwakhiwa kwesiphala lesi kuza ngesikhathi umhlubulo we-SADC uqhubeka ubhekana lokungahlaliseki.
They are mostly unsafe in some of their countries. They face strife. They face belligerent hostilities. They are in distress.
Kulabanye abangakhululekanga emazweni abo ngakho badinga usizo. Thina njengeSADC sibona esilisebenzisa ukuthi singenele lapho okulungahlaliseki khona.
UMongameli Mnangagwa yena okunguye otshaye ipiki yokusungula ngokusemthethweni kwakhe kwalesi siphala uthe uqakathekile ukuthi SADC ibe lesakhiwo lesi ukwenzela ukuthi yenelise ukulwisana lokungahlaliseki ukhona emhlubulweni lo.
This groundbreaking ceremony is timely and marks a significant stride in our journey towards promoting and consolidating peace,
stability and security.
Ukusungula ukwakha kwalesi siphala kuza ngesikhathi esikondileyo lapho esibona umhlubulo wethu ubhekane longahlaliseki emazweni ambalwa.
Ocubula ezombusazwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi noma nje uqathekele ukuthi ube lesiphala esaphathisa ukugcina ukuthula okubalulekileyo yikubusa ngendlela eqondileyo okuyikho ongaletha ukuthula.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho hayi ngamasosha kodwa yikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka kubuswa ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bakhuluma luphi ulimi, bahlala kuyiphi indawo. Noma kungaphi kulelo lizwe, ulizwe lelizwe kusadika. Abantu nxa bebuswa kahle kule democracy kuvotwa ukhetho olukhululekileyo, amalungelo abo ehlonitshwa, kungabandlululwa muntu ngokuthi ukhuluma luphi ulimi, uhlala kuyiphi indawo. Azibi khona izizathu zokuthi baye empini.
Isiphala sokugcina ogoqela isikhali lokunye sikhalele ukuthi sibe sesiphelele ngomnyaka ka-2026. Uhlelo lokusungula isiphala lesi luza ngesikhathi izwekazi langezansikwezwekazi le-Africa libona ungahlaliseki kakhulu emazweni afana le-Democratic Republic of Congo kanye le-Mozambique. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisaron weleBotswana.
Ogogo labokhulu becholocho asebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu 100 years ngamunye kusiya phezulu sebethulele umphakathi iseluleko esithi hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko ukuze insuku zakho zande elizweni njengalokho okuchiwo liBhayibheli. Bathi phezu kwenhlonipho ukudla kwesintu kulomthelela omkhulu empilweni zabo. Ungqwele Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ugogo Ntombizodwa Moyo seleminyaka elikhulu 100 years ungomunye wabahlali basetsholosha abalichumi lanhlanu asebeleminyaka yokuzalwa esuka kwelikhulu kusiya kwelikhulu lasithupha 106 years ababuthane emcimbini wokubananza esigabeni sechino kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Uthi usephile iminyaka yonke le ngoba wakhula ehlonipha abantu abadala loba kungasomzali wakhe. Okuyinto ugogo athi sisilela kwabasakhulayo bakulezi nsuku, bona athi sebengumhlambi kazelusile iziqholo ezingakhuzekiyo.
Tomdala wayebuya lomumbi ibhaketi ethi ngigele ngigige. Manje wakhathesi mpile yanamhla mkhulu ukuthi umntwana namhla ngakwenzela ungamzali.
Inhlanganiso yomanyano we-United Nations ekhangelane lezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe baphila iminyaka engamachumi phosi ayisithupha 58.5 years, i-life expectancy ngesiNgisi. Iminyaka le ingcosana nxa iqathaniswa lelikhulu esiphilwe ngugogo uMamoyo, yena othi okunye okufiphaza impilo yentsha yanamuhla ikugijimela ukucansa abanye begcine bebulawa yemikhuhlane efana lowengculazi.
Abanahlonipho, kudala umntwana wayebuya ngejaha laphana etebona umuntu omdala ucashe, manje wakhathe sikhone khonana lapo. Kumbe njalo uhlonipha umzala sazi dala kwakunjalo. Ngohlonipho noma efuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani.
Omunye obesembuthwanweni lo ngugogo esitangwenya oseleminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu lasithupha 106 years, laye uthi ubusisiwe ngempilo ende ngoba ukhulele mbeko futhi usahlonipha lanamuhla. Kodwa uthi abatsha abasagobeki nanku sebewanatha mponjwana bazikhohlwe lokuthi bangobani.
Noma batshela vela kabalali bathe ukuthi wena ungakudala phina sababaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngukhulu oseleminyaka elikhulu lambili 102 years umnumzana Suta Moyo. Yena uthi ukudla kwesintu ngokunye kwezinto eziqhelise impilo yakhe. Ukhulumoyo uxwayisa abasakhulayo ukuthi bechiyane lokusebenzisa izidakamizwa lokunatha utshwala obulimaza umzimba obugoqela injengu. Umcimbi lo ubuqoqwe inhlanganiso yeSpark Community Trust yona enakelela abantu asebeluphele ngokudla, inhlelo zempilakahle lokunye okuchiyeneyo. ogogo labokhulu betsholotsho laba babuyele ezindlini bethwele ukudla kugoqela izinkwa, impupho, amahewu, irayisi lamafutha okuphekisa bakuphiwe inhlanganiso le kulumkhosi. Isiphathamandla seSpa Community Trust unkosikazi Samantha Ruzawe uthi sebele minyaka emithathu benanza izalokazi lamakhehla sebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa likhulu kusiya phezulu. Uthi lanxa bevame ukubabizela kobulawayo, lo nyaka babavakatshele endaweni zabo ezehlukeneyo.
I-organization ekhaya labadala wa 65 years and above abale mkhuhlane njenge-BP, chukela, stroke, dementia, le-prostate cancer.
Umbuthano lo ungenwe ngabantu abagoqela induna yesigaba umnumzana Amandla kaZulu Khumalo Mathupula, yena obehamba labalisa bakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseTsholotsho, ngingungqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele namanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. Ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula linki ekhona lapho, VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, yinkundla yakho.
Idolobho lakobulawayo lamhla liqoqele abantwana abedlula amakhulu amathathu idili yebulawayo Crawl phambilini kwekhisimusi, lapho bekuthe gwaqa umeya waleli dolobho umnumzana David Coulthard lezinye iziphathamandla. Abanye balaba abantwana bebengabavela lapho kugcinwa khona intandane, njalo lalabo abazinakekelayo bebekhona. Ezinye iziphathamandla ebezikulo umcimbi zigoqela abahleli bephephandaba le-The Chronicle, The Sunday Times, lelomthunywa ezibalisayo umnumzana Limukani Dube, Lawson Mabhena lonkosazana Gugulethu Ncube. Kukhangelelwe ukuba le micimbi efanayo kuyona le inyanga kampalakazi kulungiselelwa ikhisimusi, lapho inhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezande ukunanza abantwana asebeluphele, abagogekileyo labaswelayo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken lamuhla uthe kube lokuzwisisana phakathi kahulumende wakhe loweTurkey kudaba lokuthi bafuna ukubona kusenzakalani eSyria kulandela ukugenqulwa kukalowo owayengumongameli umnumzana al-Bashar al-Assad. Uhulumende weNiger usemise umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu umsakazo weBritane weBBC kulelo lizwe ewethesa icala lokusakaza impiko athi ayiqondanga, njalo elakho ukuphazamisa ukuthula iphinde ikhuphe amadlabuzane kubutho elilwisana lamaqembu athile. Uhulumende weNiger ukhokhelwa libutho ophinde wathi uzakhweza ngokusemthethweni insolo ngomsakazo weRadio France International yomibili imisakazo yethule impiko ngolwesithathu isithi amaqembu ahlomileyo alwisana lohulumende abulele amasosha edlula angamachumi ayisichiyagalombili 90 labantu makhaza abangamachumi amane kusiya phezulu esabelweni esingcelelane leBurkina Faso. Okwamanje ngesizwe umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Omunye wabalwela amalungelo oluntu abalodumo e-Iran usanda kuphiwa amaviki amathathu ukuthi aphume ejele elesatshwayo ele-Evin esiyakwelatshwa. UNajez Mohammad owaphiwa isicoco se-Nobel Peace Prize uvunyelwe ukuphuma kulandela izicelo zamagqwetha lemuli yakhe. UMohammad wakhutshwa ithumba njalo wahlinzwa unyawo ngodokotela ngenyanga edluleyo. Insuku ezingamachumi amabili lanye aziphiwa elezi zinlutshwane kakhulu kule nyanga ezintathu ebezicelwe yimuli. UMohammad ongumlobi njalo owake waba yintatheli zindaba kanye lomsekeli womqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Defenders of Human Rights Center sowabotshwa kaninginengi iziphathamandla ze-Iran ngenxa yomsebenzi wakhe okulwela amalungelo alabo ababotshwa ngenxa yezombusazwe kanye labesifazane. Wagcina ukubotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2021 wagwetshelwa ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka elitshumi lantathu. Uqale ukugula kakhulu ngalesikhathi evalelwe. Efika emzini wakhe ngeambulance kustretcher, uMohammad owaziwa kakhulu ngesibindi sakhe entolongweni ye-Evin utshaye islogani esikhuthaza ukuvikelwa kwamalungelo abomama kanye lenkululeko. Indaba zesinqumo senkokheli ye-Iran esokukhulula uMohammad okwesikhatshana kulandela ukuhlinzwa kwakhe ziza ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zalelozwe ziqinisa umthetho othi abesifazane kumele bagqoke impahla evala ikhanda eyokholo lwesi-Islam e-hijab. Iparlamente ye-Iran isanda kubeka umthetho wokugqokwa kwe-hijab kanye lokuvimba ukuhlangana emacansini kwabantu abangathathananga. Umthetho lo uhlawulisa imali eningi kakhulu abesifazane abawephulayo kanye lamabhizimusi avumelana lokwephulwa kwawo. Ele Melika, umanyano ye-United Nations lezinye inhlanganiso ezilela ilungelo loluntu zihlala zikhuthaza ukuthi uNajez Mohammad akhululwe. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba kusikhatshana esedluleyo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha olubona ngobudlelwano belemelika namanye amazwe uVedant Patel wathi udaba lolu luyadanisa ngoba wayevele engamelanga abotshwe njalo ukugula kwakhe kubangelwa yikuhlukuluzwa inkokheli yele-Iran. Sikhuthaza njalo njengesike sakwenza ukuthi uNajez lezinye izibotshwa zombuswazwe bakhululwe. Lo ngomunye umzekeliso oveza izamo eziphathamandla zele-Iran eyokuthulisa intatheli zindaba abalwela amalungelo oluntu abafana loNajez Mohammad labo bonke abasola ubukhokheli balelo lizwe. Njalo lokhu kumele kumiswe, kutsho uPatel.
Lowo ke ngumbiko oveza umbono kahulumente weMelika. Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Basakazi njani basakazi, ayisiyashona basakazi. Basakazi ngiyafisa manje kube nekhodi lapho ekhaya idiya labantu abaqamba amanga. Yibona nokubezwa nje bethi hayi umgwaqo hayi yalo isiqalile ukulunga endaweni enje. Hayi damu seqali ukwakhiwa, hayi izibhedlela manje ziyathola umtshini wokulokhu zipho kwelapha imvukuzane. So ngiyacela nje ukuthi sibe nekhodi ezodiyala laba abantu ukuthi umuntu uma esiza emsakazweni noma esiya kuma laphana kumakhamera kutelevishini engakhulumi into engabambeni. Ngoba lokhu kwenza ukuthi abantu behlala nje berojwa kuphela abantu bezana. So akube nekhodi ediyala abantu abaqamba amanga, wazi nje uzokhuluma amanga. Hlale nje 1 month, 2 months ingawuboni ekhodi lo muntu. Mbona nto kuzoba ngcono ukwehlisa into zezandla zokuqamba amanga.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi labalaleli ye-Studio 7? Hayi mina mfuna nje ukukhuluma kuyokwindawo ngiphazamisa ucabanga kwami la ngale Mat South e-Isiza District, e-Isiza South okwakungu-Ward 6 nokwakungu-Ward 5 kusiye phambili village okwenza i-delimitation i-Ward 5 yahle phuna isiye phambili yayifaka ku-Ward 6 kuduko solula. Khathesi abantu babanjwe indlala ebuhlungu nalesi yaziye khona elizweni. Abantu bakasiye phambili village sebefake ku-Ward 6 ngabaholi labathiwa ncedo ngendlela eqondileyo. Benze okukucelelwa ku-Ward 6 ku-Ward 5 lapho babekhona kudala. So into yakhona iyafrustrate, ayibuhlungu. abawa wathi 5 kathesi okuze kufe fine okunye kuze kwabe le creator wathi creator kwathi 5 kodwa umgwaqo uhamba la kube wathi 6 yeqa chiya khona apho ikhona lapho abantu bona bako abesiye phambili village
Studio 7 ndinjani liyaphila hayi nasiyaphila ya kunzima bakithi kunzima lizwe malume kanje uthole kusala abanye abantu abaloku besadaye uhulumende uyazama ubusuthanda ukuthi ubhekisise ukuthi uzama kuphi yime buzama khona lokubo empumalanga kodwa ngapha itentshona la ngayi mawumuntu wasesindebeleni lokhu sathi uhulumende uyazama kuyakusa kudala uzwa la kusanabantu abathi umnanga kwengathethiswa ngokuzagcina engalethela abantu into abazidingayo okuyikuthi uhulumende wakhona kanti uyancengwa ukuthi alethele abantu i-service delivery ma uzathi wena ubaba uzamthethisa njani uqede ucele ukuthi akwenzele ulutho wena osathi unguyihlo hhayi ungcono usanesikhathi kanti manje laba abantu abamvotela abakobulawayo njengoba behlala khona othuma labo gawuleni labaningi bakhona so labo kasoze abalethele i-service delivery nxa yokuthi uyathethiswa
labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo lani lilakho ukusithumela yenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 Asizweni uEzra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7 exoxa lo Ndumiso Moyo omelele liqembu.
Ziyathelela kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Lo Ndumiso Moyo leqembu lakhe alibiza Zimsplash.
Izimsplash le yaqalisa ngo-2010. Qalisa ukukhipha i-album yokuqala. Ibizwe le-stage name endizwa ngalo ngizwa kuthiwa N.D. Nduna. Elokuzalwa ngibizwa ngoNdumiso Moyo onguye engisebenza laye kakhulu. Onguye o-bass guitar wethu. Onguye njalo u-producer wethu. Unesinika. Ibhalwa yini? Ziyezilide yini njalo. Zibheke ngenkethelelo Ndlovu.
Unduna uthi ukhule ecula ingoma zembube kodwa-ke ebelalela abanye abacula abamanza wangena kwezomculo.
Khule kakhulu ngithanda ingoma zabo-Peter Teenage, o-Emma Teenage, wonke oPamela Nkosi. Ziyazinjabulisa kakhulu and ngikwanisa ukuzigida. Nami ngaze ngaba lesifiso ukuthi lami ngingene kwezomculo. Saqalisa ngo-1999 sazokhipha i-album yethu 2010. Sasithi lama-albhamu angu-10 bengikhipha manje eyiyona entsha yakhona ethi uzonthola.
Masibani ola kuZulu olale kuhlelo lwethu emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Sizimisele ukubhoda zonke izindawo sibijabulise. Siyadinga inkuthazo yenu, siyadinga ukukhuliswa yini, siyadinga ukubona besiphakamise kizo zonke izindawo. Uma live shows sikhululekile, kuyasithinta, sisibize sizolijabulisa. Lakho konke emtchadweni kuyasibiza sizolijabulisa emtchadweni. Konke sikhululekile.
Umculo wakho njalo utholakala ngaphi Ndumiso?
Ku-YouTube sikhona. Even ku WhatsApp uyangithola kulezi number +26377802327 izi number entholakala kizo lezo. Even kuma booking uyangithinta kuzo lezi number.
Hiyo umculo wezimsikazi bebemelwe nguNdumiso Moyo unduna ngokwakhe uhlelo Woza Woza Friday igama lami ngeza Jesus Banda libe lempelasonto emnandi
usule mini ikhumbule wena 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 oh 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 oh
lo weqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yiZimsplash lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wedisco lisebenza likobulawayo sizwe uEzra Chisa Sibanda Studio 7 exoxa lo Ndumiso Moyo uNduna omelele lo qembu uyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esicubungula imigoqo ebhekane labeZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe emngceleni yelizwe ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi bevakatshela emakhaya abo. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni amahofisi wenhlanganiso yeSADC lesakhiwo sokugcinela izikhali ethekelele njengomholi weSADC. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.